everyone. This is Black Stripes or White Keys. This is Kayla.
Hi, I'm Danny. You might remember me.
Yeah. And tonight is a special night because we are going to train some people. Actually, Danny's being trained, and then our friend right here, his name is Shukri. You want to say hi?
Hi, good evening, everybody. This is Shukri. Pleasure to meet both you and Kayla. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. So you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you know what's pretty cool about Freeform Radio is that you can do whatever you want. We're talking to Shukri, and he says he wants to do a sports show.
Yeah, sports has definitely been a passion of mine since I was young. Growing up in New York originally, where I was born and raised, sports became a very big focal point in my life.
Definitely.
And even more so ever since relocating here to Boston about 2.5 years ago, it's become essentially my life as a whole. And whether you're talking about like hockey and football or baseball and so forth, it's definitely a lot to be had and discussed, and I definitely look forward to having the opportunity to bring that to the table and share my passion with all of you.
Let me just ask you a question, though. So you're from New York.
Born and raised, yeah.
So you're telling me you're coming to a Boston area radio show to talk about, hopefully not New York sports. Like, you're not going to come on here and talk about how great the Yankees are or something, are you?
Oh, believe me. See, if I was cold, I would, but however, recognizing that I'm being in a Boston market, it's not something I would look to talk about. No, I mean it would obviously be like Boston based sports related topics and news and headlines. Like, unfortunately, right now we're still reeling with the loss and the aftermath of Game 7's fallout with the Bruins. So that'll definitely still be something to talk about. Plus the Patriots training camp starting next month and things of that nature.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Cool. I mean, you can't bash the Patriots up here.
Oh, I have no intentions.
You know, people will come find you, and
you can if you want. I don't know if I'd recommend it, but you can do what you want.
Believe me, it's not something I would bring upon myself. Like, no way. But at the same time, not out of fear, but rather just recognizing the audience and in the region that I am speaking to. So it's definitely
that'd be kind of funny though, wouldn't it? Like, I drove all the way here from New York to tell you that the Red Sox suck.
Oh man. Talk about an absolute troll job. Like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously.
That'd be pretty funny, actually.
All right, so the real question is, Jets or Giants?
I grew up a Giants fan. Okay. I actually make a living out of trolling Jet fans because, like, Jet fans are, like, truly atrocious.
That's my dad.
And, like, I mean, no disrespect to your dad.
No,
and it's
just... You tell him all the time.
It's funny because it's like they talk the most smack. However...
When was the last time they won in the 60s?
I mean, like, since 69 was the last time they won the Super Bowl. But even then, like, I get that they just drafted a new fresh-faced kid quarterback in Sam Darnold. But at the same time, it's like, before you start talking here and the whole big offseason that they had, let's slow the train down a little bit. Let's establish some kind of winning formula first. Like, you still got to overcome the Patriots, who yet again are in your division. So, like... Gotta kind of pump the brakes a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so Jets or Giants.
Yankees or Mets?
Yeah, Yankees or Mets.
Yankees. I despise the Mets fan base. Not the organization I laugh at, but the fan base I absolutely despise. I'm making that very abundantly clear.
Oh, my God. You're just like, my dad is like... Oh, I knew it was going to be this way because he always picks the most unpopular teams because my parents are from New York.
Oh, man. That explains being a native New Yorker, that it goes hand in hand. So...
Yeah.
So allow me to briefly explain. So for everyone that's here locally, if you're from New York, there's a certain pattern that's normally followed in terms of rooting interest. If you are a Mets fan, there's a chance that you are a Jets fan as well. A Knicks fan, oh my God, save my soul. And possibly an Islanders fan.
He's an Islanders fan.
Oh God.
They haven't been that bad.
They haven't been bad, but it's just it's a rivalry more than anything that has to do with like the inter-city rivalry between the Rangers and the Islanders that really has the animosity that's been built since the late early 70s. And if you're a Yankee fan, there's a chance. So you're the Yankees, Giants, Rangers fan.
Yeah, that's my grandfather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of my family, they live in Staten Island. I was born there.
Wow. And then,
yeah, my parents grew up there, but they were born in Brooklyn, stayed there a little bit, then moved to Staten Island, and then we moved to New Jersey when I was little.
Oh.
But a lot of my family's still there. And I don't know why. But my dad's the Jets, Mets, what's the last one? Islanders. And then my grandfather and like a lot of my mom's family that's still there is the other set with the Giants and the Rangers and the Yankees. So it's kind of funny.
It's interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess we can continue some more conversation about this later. But that first song was called Life's a Dream by a band called Built to Spill, which they're going to be here in September, and I want to see them.
Yeah, they're playing at the Sinclair.
Yeah, which is cool. There's a music magazine on campus here, and we get to do press for shows. So I'm going to request that one. So hopefully I can go take pictures and all that stuff for them.
Totally.
But the next one is a song that you put on here last week, and it is Rave Down by Swerved. What's the name?
Swerve Driver. Yeah, they're a good band.
Yeah, cool. All right, we're going to play that. Hey everyone, we're back, and those were some tunes that Danny put on the playlist last
week. I think I added all of those, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
They were all from the 90s, too. Actually, no, wait. The first one wasn't, but like the rest of them were.
That was impressive.
Told you, no coincidence. Your 90s
yeah, but
music,
like,
it might have been my
like
addition.
Early 2000s, close enough, yeah. Right?
Well, they were around in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
And they're still going today.
They are. Yeah. It's been a while. It's a good 25 years or so.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to have a PSA for you. You want to read that?
Sure. Absolutely. This one is from the Cambridge Consumers Council PSA. The Cambridge Consumers Council can help you negotiate a dispute with a business, your landlord, debt collectors, and more. The CCC works in cooperation with the Massachusetts Attorney General's office to serve both the residents and the customers of businesses located in Cambridge, Somerville, and Waltham. While they do not enforce the law, they can inform you of your consumer rights and mediate your complaints before you choose to take legal action. They take walk-ins and mail to 831 Mass Ave, Cambridge, Mass. 02139. Feel free to call at 617-349-6150 or email consumer@cambridgema.gov to speak directly with an investigator. And follow them on Twitter at Cambridge LLC for important consumer information. All of their services are free of charge. If you feel you have been the victim of unfair or deceptive business practices, then please contact the Cambridge Consumers Council and get the help you need.
Cool.
All right.
That was a very professional sounding radio voice. I remember when he first started, my friends were all like, oh, Danny has a really good radio voice. You got a good radio voice.
Yeah, you do, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So this is a little bit out of the ordinary, but we're going to answer some phones right now because, you know, this is a training. So we got to make sure that these people know how to answer some phones. So
unless anybody wants to call in, help us out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could
please
do that so that we don't have to talk to ourselves right in front of each other on the phone. But I mean, you know, I'm giving you 5 seconds, and if not, one of you guys should call and then I'll put you on air, which you're already on air, but I'll do it anyway.
I'm unlocking my phone right now, so if anyone wants to call, now is the time.
Exactly, and plus my phone is on the other side charging too, so it's like a no-win situation on my part. I mean, I'm like no phone over here.
It's got to be me then.
You took totally away the manual from me. What are you doing? I mean, I'm just putting it on air. It's one button. It's cool.
Still, but practice makes perfect, you know.
It is. You know, I don't get to do this very often. Every once in a while, someone calls in. It was more often when I had an afternoon spot, but...
Oh, totally.
Yeah, no one called in when I had the 2 a.m. show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no one called in.
What's the number to this joint?
Would you like to know the number?
Absolutely, I would.
This the number is... You want to read it?
Yeah, sure. The number is 855-915-9636. Again, the call-in number is 855-915-9636. Feel free to give us a call. Don't be shy.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, he's got to press 1 to
I'm
get in the radio.
One, yeah,
I'm
talking to a robot.
Oh my God, someone is calling.
Would you look at that?
Hello, this is Kayla speaking, WMFO Medford. You're on air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air.
Am I on the air right now?
Am I on the air right now?
Yeah,
you
are
on the air right now.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
This is exciting.
This is exciting.
I know. Isn't it just so much different than before?
Do I sound any different?
You sound like you're on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like the audio quality, you could tell like when someone's on the phone or not.
Yeah. Also, guys, just to let you know, when the phone's ringing, it's right there. It's flashing.
I noticed that white flashing light over there. It was like, wow, that's pretty bright. So it's hard not to notice.
Yeah, yeah. So this is phone one right here.
That's phone one over there.
Yeah. There's phone two, but every time someone calls, it goes to phone one. Don't know why.
Interesting.
Would you like to talk more on air?
Well, you guys are actually pretty lame.
So
I'm gonna go.
I mean, I guess that's what you gotta do.
All right.
Just get out of here.
Later, losers.
Later, losers.
All right, later.
All right, wow, there what a you jerk go. That was, experience huh? the phones, guys. We're going to do another phone call later, and I'm going to make you guys use the board.
Oh, that's perfectly yeah. fine. I'm actually looking forward to it, for sure.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll do some other phone calls not on the air, so sorry, guys, you can't hear it, but that's what you got to do. I thought it flashed again, but it didn't. I was like, wow, someone's actually calling?
I legit thought the same thing, because I looked at it, I saw a brief flash. It was like maybe for like 2 seconds, but then...
Yeah, maybe yeah. they just decided to hang up because they didn't like us.
That would be
or
quite
it was
a shame,
you messing with your phone.
It was not me, I swear.
Okay, oh, we'll see if someone calls, but I'm going to play some music, so if you call, you're not going to be on air. Unless you request to be on air, then I'll stop the music. But,
yeah.
Here we go. We played some 90s music, and this one is, maybe it's another 90s song, I don't know. It's called, oh no, I put it on. You know what I do is I, on my Like From Radio playlist on Spotify,
yeah.
It'll start, not the Like From Radio, usually if you just play a song, and then it'll start playing a playlist off of that song.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I'll hear something I like, and I'll be like, oh, I like that. And then I'll put it on my radio playlist. And then when I get there, I don't remember what the song is. But I liked it at one point, so it should be okay. This one is called Seasons by The Snuts.
Me.
good evening. Thank you for calling in WMFO. Shukri speaking. Absolutely. I definitely want to do it more, like, more often to get more like practice and whatnot. So I like, make sure like, I master it. Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah, thank you. You absolutely rock.
Back to the music momentarily. And back to the music.
And take whatever you have to say. You know I love you. And come however you have to come. And get it out and get it out. Take it out on me. And take it out on me. I'll give you all. I'll give you all. I'll give it. I'll give it.
Going up. Fantastic. I did it. I didn't turn your mic on. If I turn his mic on, he can join the call. Let's try it out. I still can't hear anything? Probably. Great.
everyone. We are back for some talking. We're almost done with the show. It feels really quick because we're learning so many things here.
For sure. But however, it's definitely been a very enjoyable near hour so far. So it's definitely been a blast. So thank you immensely for having me on for training. It's definitely been, it's been wonderful.
Anytime,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, of course. Glad to have you. So you'll be back another week, and then at the end of your next state show, we'll take a little quiz, very easy, and then email the people, and then they'll see that you passed, and then you can start making your account and everything.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a quiz in so long, guys.
Yeah, neither have I. Not since college, so it's going to definitely feel a little weird.
Well, I don't know if those silly internet BuzzFeed quizzes count.
No, not really. It's a different feel, especially when they're like actually typed and given to you in paper form as compared to sitting in front of a digital screen and taking a quiz. It's a different feel to that altogether.
No, that's why I hate when tests or quizzes are online.
Oh, for sure.
Because it doesn't feel legit to me.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that. They started doing state testing in high school online, and I hated it.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
They started this thing in a couple states. They did it.
Wow.
It was in New Jersey and like some other states too, where they started doing your state testing online, and it was really, I hated it. I didn't have to do it all 4 years. I think I only had to do it for freshman and sophomore year, but that was good. Yeah, I don't like it. Like, pen and paper feels more legit to me.
It does. And it's funny because, when I was in high school, which, funny enough, next week marks the exactly 10 years since I graduated high school. Like, we took the HESPA exam in the state in New Jersey, for those that don't know. It was pen and paper.
Yeah.
Like, you had a number two pencil, you fill in the bubble, that whole old, good old Scantron.
Yeah, Scantron.
Like,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
But now that you're explaining this whole thing about taking it on front of the computer and it's all digitalized, and I'm like, ew.
No,
like,
it makes me take it less seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah, because you're thinking about those buzz. Like, you know, you think it's like, oh, it's online. It doesn't matter, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they changed it in New Jersey. It's called PARC now.
Wow.
Yeah, they changed it. They changed the whole thing. And it's different now. My aunt's a teacher in New York. They still have regions. It's like the same.
Oh, I do not miss that at all.
Yeah, she's a math teacher, so she's tutoring a lot and doing stuff right now. But I don't know if they're online there. I don't know. She never said if they were or not. She just said that they're happening.
Like, I don't think they are online as of yet because they've never really instituted anything statewide.
But. Yeah. College Board SAT is not online.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. AP exams are not online.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yet.
The only true... I mean, one day they will. I really think so. The only thing that is convenient about it being online is that if it's a writing-heavy exam, it's easier to type. Like, it's good if you... Because you can type faster than you write, and also if you want to go back and fix things, you don't have to cross everything out and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, it might actually would probably make the exams easier, because after taking some writing-heavy exams, you don't have that much time to write things, and typing it would make it faster. But things like math, I hate that. I hate doing math tests online. It's not good.
I think that's
you have to, because for me, I have to write it out.
Absolutely. Like, I'm used to scrap paper and like writing out like equations where applicable and solving problems from there. But the idea of doing it online, it's actually sending my brain into whole overdrive. It's like, what is this foreign idea doing here? Like, really?
I actually think just doing math is no good, period.
Oh, same.
So I can only imagine that doing it online is even worse.
No, yeah. Oh, I didn't take calculus.
I never had to, thankfully.
Yeah, I never had to either, so I just didn't. Yeah, I stopped after junior year. I was like, nope, I'm not going into
not
any math
thing.
Or science. Mm-mm. I'm going into a humanities thing. I'm taking more history classes. I'm not taking math.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's how the world is changing.
It really is. It amazes me how, just in 10 short years, like, just how much has changed. And it doesn't feel... like 10 years ago, like the world was much different, but it's funny, we could easily open a box of discussion, talk about what the world was like in terms of the digital age in 2009 versus how it is today, currently in 2019.
It's changed so much.
It's changed absolutely dramatically. Like, I actually still remember in 2009 how, like, iTunes, although it was, I don't think it really hit its peak as of yet. I don't know if you guys heard, like, iTunes is about to become a thing of the past, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing it with iTunes.
Yeah.
Which is completely unfathomable, because I remember vividly the very first time I used iTunes was 2005. And this is back when, like, we had, like, the classic iPod. This is before the video iPod and the Nano, like, when it was just a white and gray screen. Like, it's just crazy how we've gone from that to, I don't even know what the latest iPod is, because I have an iPhone, so.
You know, I'm not even mad, though, because iTunes has always sucked. Still sucks. And let's do away with it. Let's bring in something better, more efficient, doesn't slow down your computer, doesn't confine you to, oh, you can't access your library because, I don't know, your phone's not, like, whatever. That's like, none of this.
Thing, that's the only thing I didn't like about iTunes.
None of this stuff. Yeah. Just give me something more efficient.
For sure.
I say it's about time.
I think not only that it's about time, but I think it's going to be an adjustment for a lot of people, especially for those that had been using it for, what, 14 plus years. Can remember, iTunes first debuted actually not in 2005. It debuted, I believe, it was 2001 when Steve Jobs was alive, the late Steve Jobs. So it's definitely a shocker to the conscience for those who have used Apple products for a long time. So it's definitely going to be very interesting, but it's still amazing how, just in 10 years, like, just how much has completely changed, and especially in terms of the iPhone.
Yeah.
The iPod Touch, and even...
I had an iPod Touch.
So did I. Like, I mean...
I actually didn't.
Really?
Yeah. I only had a couple iPods, and each one of them, my brother secured them for me through means I didn't really ask how he got them.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll just leave it at that. Because I couldn't afford much of that stuff growing up.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe we won't have to download any more QuickTime updates.
Oh, God.
You know?
QuickTime, I remember that. Wow.
Yeah.
This might be a good thing.
Yeah.
No, you know what's another good thing about not having iTunes?
What's
is that? That maybe we'll finally get rid of that U2 album.
Oh.
That's right.
I hate that thing.
Wow.
Oh, I was so mad at those guys.
I know. Legit- it's ridiculous. Why?
I don't get it either, but that is a legitimate sigh of relief. Like, thank goodness. Are you kidding me?
Like, get off my phone. Like, what do you...
I know, because, you know, I purposely don't put music on my phone because it will just take up all the space.
Mm.
So, the only music on my iTunes library on my phone is that album. Because I have Spotify, and I have, like, tons of CDs and tons of music on the iTunes at my computer, at my house, and my parents' house.
Sure.
So... like, I just, if I put all, like, 1,000 songs I have and transferred it to this iTunes on my phone, it would take up, like, all the space. So,
oof.
I just don't put music on my phone. But, you know, have that U2 album. And when you go, you know, when you go send text messages and with the new updates and stuff, they have the options with the pictures.
Yes.
And then they also have the music option. And I always click on it by accident. And there's that U2 album. And it's just in my face.
Impossible to get rid of, impossible to ever forget.
Did you actually listen to it?
No. Like, I had just didn't had no interest at all, but I knew about it.
Like, I think, like, it's played accidentally multiple times, but I've never listened to it.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Have you listened to it?
No, but I also haven't been thrilled about new U2 music in a very long time, if ever. So, no, I haven't listened to it.
All right. Well, guys, you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to play you out with one more song. Thanks for listening. And this one is called Big Empty. Stone Temple Pilots, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a killer song. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
Driving faster in my